Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelite, sir. Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that...
Good morning, Awkward Haiku radio listeners, and thank you for joining us again on the special edition of Awkward Haiku Radio's The Dada Morning Show. I was informed yesterday that I had forgotten to include the international edition in the Friday Morning Show. Since I don't edit or even listen to The Dada Morning Show after I talk, I didn't realize that I'd done that. So, to bring you up onto speed, we are going to go to my second cousin, Eno in the UP. He's in Norway. Eno, how's it going?
Oh, hey. Hey there, Matt. Well, people are getting laid off from the paper mill up here in Niagara, so I made this invention. So if anything pink, like a pink slip, is put into my locker, then, it's gonna burst into flames.
Don't you think that's a little, dangerous, Eno?
What do you mean?
You're in a paper factory. Don't you think that it's gonna catch on fire?
No, I'll be fine.
Alright, is there any other news in the UP?
Oh, I got this sheep noor, cow noor, and pig shit for sale if you ever want to buy some.
No, that's fine, you know. It looks like my producer is telling me that the UP is in the United States. Thanks. Tom Hanks, everybody. Let's take a commercial break, then we're going to head over to Ireland.
Listen while I tell you a story, the tale of the Marlboro Brand. It came out of Richmond, Virginia one day and spread clear across the land. Oh yeah, it spread to California, and now it's famous in old Chicagoland. And in New York town, it's the biggest brand around, and getting bigger from the lakes to the Rio Grande. The big flavored Marlboro brand. Now anywhere is Marlboro country, everywhere in the USA. From Philadelphia, clear to San Francisco Bay, getting bigger all over this great big land. The big flavored Marlboro brand.
Come to Marlboro country.
So let's head over to Ireland with my cousin Matthew O'Coor. It's kind of funny, when the Coors went over to Ireland, they arrived in Belfast, but were quickly kicked out because of the name Coor. So they moved to Cork for some reason and changed the name to O'Coor. So that's why my cousin has such a wonderful name. Let's head over there. Hello, cousin.
What do you want?
Oh, huh? It's me. It's me, Matt.
Yes. What? Me? No. What's going on?
No, it's your cousin, Matt, over in America. We've, doing a little show, remember? Said, hey, what are you doing Wednesday morning?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, it's like 9 o'clock your time.
Do you know what happens at 9 o'clock in Cork?
No. No, are you going to finish that sentence?
No.
Okay. No, I don't know what happens in Cork, Ireland at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Neither do I.
Were you drinking last night?
I don't think that's germane to the conversation, Matt. Of course I was drinking last night. What do you think I was doing?
Is there any news in Ireland?
Here's something. Found it on IrishTimes.com. The government pledges to pay all suppliers within 15 days. The government will pay all of its bills to suppliers within 15 days of their invoicing in a bid to help ease the cash flow and crisis facing the Irish businesses. Under the 1997 legislation, all state bodies, local authorities, and those working on state-paid contracts are obliged to pay within the calendar month, but Isme, which represents small and medium-sized businesses, said the rules are increasingly ignored. The 15-day payment rule will come into force June 15th. So that's the news from Ireland. Can I go now?
Yeah, you can go now.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks, Matt. Well, we're going to head over to another country that has one of my cousins in it. After this commercial break, you're listening to the Dada Morning Show International Edition.
お前つまんねえタバコ吸ってんな。これ吸えよ。いいじゃん、これ。ハーレーマイルドシガレット。
And welcome back. We're gonna head over to Jamaica to one of my other cousins.
Hello, this is Derek. I'm in Jamaica.
Is this really Derek?
Yes, this is Derek from Jamaica.
I don't even understand your accent.
No, it's all right. We be on the island, far away from the Bamboclat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's happening in Jamaica?
Well, the minister of the finance and public service, Audie Shaw, is challenging the private sector leaders who have expressed a view that the introduction of the new $5,000 note only symbolizes the dismal state of the Jamaican economy to become more productive.
Wait, I'm gonna have to interrupt you.
What is the problem?
Your accent is really getting to me. It sounds kind of racist.
Who are you calling racist?
Well, you didn't have an accent when we started, and then you just kind of developed one as we went along.
Why are you trying to bring me down, Bamboclat? Doodle the shoes, not I, with the bees above.
Now you're just talking nonsense. I'm hanging up now.
No.
All right, and we have come to the end of our program. Thank you for listening to the Dada Morning Show International Edition. Next time, I'll remember to put it into the actual show instead of having to call around the world and pay all these exorbitant fees. All right. Once again, thank you for listening to the Dada Morning Show. See you all Friday.
Broken-hearted, saluted father dear. Kiss me, darling mother. Drank a pint of beer. Me grief and tears. There's mother than off to reap the corn. Leave where I was born. Cut to stout like thorn to banish ghosts and goblins. A brand new pair of brogues. Rattling all the bugs and frightening all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and trotting her down the rocky road. And all the way to Dublin. Whack for Lallyra.
Well, in Mullingar at night. Arrested limbs so weary. Started by daylight, my spirits blithe, and ere he took a drop of the pure.